Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! We are back!
Yes, what up, Challenge fans? This is like the first preview show that we've ever done here for the Challenge. Season right. 35, Total Madness. We're coming in hot. We've got Benny in the house, and we've got a very special guest who's going to appear on season 35, and that is Jennifer Lee. Jennifer Lee, how are you doing over there?
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Now, most of you will know her from The Amazing Race, and now you're going to know her from season 35.
The Challenge.
I'm telling you, season.
We've got some crazy fans out there, Jennifer Lee. I'm sure you know all about how crazy these Challenge fans get.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing in my DMs, like, all these crazy messages, all the group chats, and I've been seeing it, so I totally understand.
Any people asking you out on dates in the DMs, or is it, like, straight up just Challenge related? Benny, I gotta ask.
I'm here for it.
You mean on, like, a normal basis, or, like, because of the challenge?
I was just making a joke, but yeah, because of the challenge, I assume it's mostly challenge-based, but I assume there's some date options thrown in there as well.
I mean, yeah, but usually that doesn't really work for me, so, yeah.
Good. I'm canceling my DM right now, Benny.
You're like, retract.
How's this been different from The Amazing Race to The Challenge? Was it a big difference, or was the experience about the same?
Oh my God, it is totally different. They're literally polar opposite. I feel like doing The Challenge, it's a way more cutthroat. Like, the challenges are badass and things that you could literally never do, and they're very, like, the season's very, like, military style type challenges.
Okay.
And not only that, on the challenge, it's totally different than Amazing Race because you are all living together. It's like the real world. We're all living in the same bunker. And right. On Amazing Race, it's not like that. It's not like we're living together. We're just, like, on the go, racing around the world. And so it's a totally different experience, that's for sure.
That
Jennifer
is
Lee,
so
the,
cool.
The questions are already flying in over here in the live chat. Ryan B wants to know, what was her least favorite part about filming? Was it the bunker that we've seen in previews? That bunker looks awful.
Okay.
I was a little scared, not going to lie, walking in. Okay. I was like, where are we? What is this? And it's just so funny because, like, the cast would tell me, like, this sucks for you. And I was like, why? And they're like, because usually we're in a mansion, like, by a beach, like, drinking by the pool all day, and now we're in this, like, scary dungeon bunker, and there's, like, no windows, no doors, no clocks. You have no idea what time it is or, like, who you are anymore. And so they're just like, wow, like, for your rookie season, this is crazy.
That workout area looks pretty cool though. No, Benny, that workout
right.
area.
Yeah.
I would say the gym was badass, like, very, like, old school, like, dirty grunge gym. Like, it was pretty badass. That was probably my favorite part about the house.
Because it's interesting because MTV, they showed us a preview of the first 5 minutes, and we get to see a glimpse of the bunker. And like you said, we see a gym, we see a swimming pool. So all the viewers are saying, you know, this is badass. This looks like a really sick place to live. But all the castmates are saying this was hell. I would never live there. So was it really that bad? Because it didn't look that bad to me.
I would say it's very different when you see it on television versus when you're actually there. Because there's literally, it looks cool, but there's literally no windows. Like, no, you can't see outside. And mind you, the building, bunker building, it was it's actually a military base. So like the plumbing doesn't necessarily really work. So it looks cool, but it's actually, you know, really a bunker.
And so it was legit, it's underground, Jennifer Lee. It's underground. I'm using your full name for fun.
I'm like, wow, Jennifer Lee, sounds like I'm in trouble or something. It is actually technically not underground.
Oh.
Yes, it's not underground, but it feels like you are, because literally there's no, like,
windows.
You feel like you're in a box. Like, you're literally in a box.
Ryan B. had a comment, Jennifer Lee. Now, my nickname is Danny Drama, and he says that you bring crazy drama on the show, apparently. That's what he wrote. I don't know if there's any truth to that. Now, don't spoil anything.
So much. I don't get it.
We got to talk to Ryan B about it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. There may have been some drama involving me. But I'm not really gonna say what happens. You guys are just gonna have to watch.
That's good. No, we don't want to know. We hate spoilers over here. We get
spoilers. Right.
You got to meet CT, obviously, right? Because Dana Lewis wants to know, is CT as hot in person as he is on TV?
First off, CT is married, and
well, you can still find him attractive. Jennifer Lee, are you married?
No, I'm very single.
Because either way, I would find you attractive. So there you go.
Oh, thank you.
Penny, you like that one too?
That was good.
Thanks.
Like, wow, okay. But no, CT, he's so cool. Like, I used to watch him growing up. So I'm like, damn, meeting him at LAX, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I like jumped into my TV screen seeing like him, Bananas, and Wes. I was like,
you guys grow up. How many of y'all met at LAX to fly out there?
How many of us?
Yeah, who was with you at the LAX? That's fun to know.
Basically, everyone who's West Coast, or I think everyone that was West Coast. There's a lot of us. There was like Tori, Jordan, Corey, me. There was a bunch of us, and then we met up at our, because there's no direct flight to check. And so we all met up at another airport. That's when I met like the other third of the cast, and then the UK, European cast, we met them there because they're already in Europe.
Right.
Were there any people that you were looking forward to meeting before you got there?
Looking forward? Honestly, no, because I had no idea who was going to be on the season. Like, I didn't do any research. I didn't look up on the spoilers, like, who's going to be on this season's cast. I was like, you know what? Right. I want it to be a surprise. Like, I don't want to, be creeping on everyone and like know everything, you know what I mean? So I was like, let's just see how this goes. So
what was Johnny Bananas like when you first met him? What was Johnny Bananas like when you first met him?
Just like how he is on TV. Like the same. Like everyone's like the same. It's crazy. It's like I literally feel like I like jumped into my television screen. I was like,
and that's what we hope for. When we watch the challenge, we hope that these people are being most likely themselves and not just trying to be fake about it. Because sometimes we wonder that with like a Kara or a Polly, but they weren't on your.
They
season,
weren't there, so I have.
I know.
No idea.
I know. Disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, like of course, when you're in the actual competition and literally the game has started. Yeah, I feel like. There may be drama stirred up or whatever, because it is like a very competitive surrounding you're in. You're literally playing a game. And so of course, when cameras are rolling, I feel like, is everyone really themselves? Are they saying these things to get a rise out of someone else, to start some drama and stir the pot and put a target on them? Yeah, probably. But when I met them initially at LAX, I feel like they were still very like the same person as I see on television.
Well, speaking of drama, this is the most hyped up season I have ever seen in pretty much challenge history. You know, we have drama they showed a preview with Kayla. They showed a preview with Jenna. Are we really going to see all this stuff? Is it going to live up to its expectations? Because MTV is doing it big.
Good job. Yeah. I will say this season, because I've been watching the season. So I know what the other ones were like. And I will say this season is batshit crazy. And that's literally why the name is Total Madness. Like that is, I will tell you, it is going to live up to that. That's for sure.
But yeah, I mean, every season they've got to hype it up to that next level. But Benny, go ahead. True. Another question.
No, who was one of your favorite challenge castmates to hang out with? Who did you bond with the most?
Who did I bond with the most? That is a great question. Well, so going in, I kind of knew Corey a little bit because we know each other from like the influencer world. We've done like influencer events together and things like that. So going in, I knew him, but I knew he had so much on the line because, you know, he has a new baby coming along and he needs his money. Like he's about to be a new dad. And so yeah. I didn't really want to kind of make him feel obligated to help me or whatever, because of course he has his own strategies, own alliances, his own game plan. And so I kind of let him do his game and I wasn't like, oh my God, come help me. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, so yeah, I did kind of know Corey going in, but everyone else, I was like, oh my gosh, who are you? I have no idea. Besides what I've seen on television.
Wes or Bananas, go ahead. Choose one.
Wes or Bananas.
Oh, really?
Benny, do you like that choice?
I would think everyone would have picked Wes.
Really?
I pick Wes every time.
Just because of what Bananas did to Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want
when he took all the money?
If you had that Bananas as a teammate, if he steals that money from you, I mean, I don't think Wes would do it, is my point. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's different. It's different when you are playing with them. Do you know what I mean? So
you were allied up with Bananas this season? Spoiler alert.
I don't know.
Oh, Benny, I think you just gave it away.
You're gonna have to see what happens. But well, over Wes or Bananas, I say Bananas.
Bananas did spill a little tea. He was on Leroy's Instagram and he did say something.
I didn't see this. What did he say?
So he was on Leroy's Instagram and he was telling Leroy, you know, I always take your advice, buddy. And you're always telling me that I should let bygones be bygones and just be cool with Wes. And pretty much he was just like, so we may or may have not teamed up together this season.
That would be pretty great.
I'm down for that.
He's trying to get people going, and I'm all for it too. I like it. I wouldn't mind if they teamed up. So, Jennifer, can you at least tell us, did you butt heads with anybody during the season? That's good. She caused the drama, Benny. So the answer is yes.
Jennifer, who are you not following from this cast on Instagram? That's how we'll know.
We can look it up right now.
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie. I did butt heads with
Can we guess? Oh, did she just say it?
No, she said someone.
Okay, can we guess who it is?
Yeah, Benny. But I'm still going to say no. I'm going to
Kayla.
I'm going to go Ashley. I'm going to say she butt heads with Ashley, and you can say Kayla. We'll find out next week.
We'll see.
Or the week after.
You'll have to watch and see. But I will say this. I'm a pretty non-confrontational person. I studied psych, so I'm very like to see things from their perspective. Like if someone says something mean, I'm like, okay, why are they saying that? And I'm not one to, basically it takes a lot to piss me off and it takes a lot for me to not get along with someone. And so if I did butt heads with someone, it was for good reason.
I think that's a yes.
Yeah, it's a definite yes.
People are starting to guess who you butt heads with. Someone wrote D in here. They think you butt heads with D. So maybe that's it. We can ask Allo why D, and then they hopefully will write in why you think that they think it's D. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not answering this question. You guys are just gonna have to tune in and see.
Ooh, it says Ryan B, who's really on it tonight, says no spoilers, but what I've heard is that she butt heads with someone in particular. So there's like one solid person, not like a couple people, but one person she really didn't get along with. So
what were the challenges like to you? Were you Were they as hard as seen on TV? Were you like, oh my God, I can't do this?
It looks so much easier on television. I will tell you that. And coming from Amazing Race, like, yes, it is a competition show, but their challenges are not like the challenges on The Challenge.
Yeah.
Like, theirs is like underwater basket weaving or like running a mile or something. But The Challenge, it's like grunt work, like real nitty gritty, like badass shit of like heavy lifting, and requires so much strength. And I'm small. Mm-hmm. And so I will say it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be like.
What did the cast think of this new rule that TJ announced in the trailer that you have to win elimination in order to go to a final? Were they pissed about that? Were they excited?
It literally was like all hell broke loose. It was like gear started grinding because it was like, okay, like no one wants to win a challenge because they want to be, if you win a challenge, you can't go into elimination because you already won.
That's right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So it literally changed the whole game. It was, people were like, maybe I should throw it so that I have a chance to go into elimination. Like everyone wanted to go into elimination because that's the only way you can make it to a final. And so it literally changed the whole game completely.
But I'm confused though. But wouldn't they have to go into an elimination like in order to get that next level anyway? I guess I'm confused. I know you have to go to one to make it. So if you win every time and you never go to an elimination because you won every single challenge, they just eliminate you at the end?
No, you mean like I'm normally confused. Because like, so.
Like, let's just say Johnny Bananas won every single challenge every week. He just won every time, and then therefore he never had to go in. He would automatically just be cut at the end, or he would have the opportunity to go into one, like an elimination.
If Johnny won every challenge every week, he wouldn't make it to the final because he didn't get to go into the elimination to battle it.
I know, but Benny, don't you think that's a little crazy? I mean, I know you
don't.
They should have the option to go into one. That seems weird to me, but I guess we'll find it out.
Look what happened last season. Rogan did not see a single elimination. Love the guy.
I agree.
But he didn't see a single elimination, and he made it to the final. You know?
Hey, who's ready for that, T, when we see Rogan and D hang out for the first time?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Cannot wait. Tell me you were present for that moment, Jennifer, when they saw each other for the first time.
Yes, I was present. I was present for all of it.
Yes.
Was it awkward?
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not getting involved. I'm like, I'm gonna be
Jennifer for a second. Yes, it was probably awkward. Yes. Hey, what are your thoughts on Stephen Bear while we have you here?
Oh my God, Stephen!
Because everyone either love him or you hate him. It's like one or the other, you know.
He is such a character. I love him. I think he is so awesome. Like, you will never meet anyone like Bear. Like. It's so crazy. He reminds me of the Joker from Suicide Squad for some weird reason.
That's
funny. But like a way crazier version. But no, I think Bear is great. He's such a character, such a funny dude.
What did you think of the other rookies who joined you? Like Swaggy C, Casey, Bessie.
That's the thing. So I went into this like solo, like, as if you look at the other rookies, they either have done something on MTV before, so they're no other MTVers, or the four of them were on the same Big Brother cast, like they all lived in the house together.
Was it season 29, right, Benny?
I don't remember what season they were, but it was like one of the recent ones.
Yeah,
and like going in, like two of them are married, so they're already a team. And have each other's backs no matter what because they're married.
Who's married, Jennifer? If you don't mind me asking, it's probably the same last name here.
Yeah, Bailey and Swaggy.
Bailey and Swaggy.
So they're married. Yeah, I see it here. Yeah, and then there's Casey who won Big Brother that season, and then there's also Fessy who's this huge big dude that everyone's scared of because he's like 6'5" and huge.
And then you've got Jay who's the opposite of that, and he's nice and scrawny. So there you go.
And then there's a soft too, but they both were like MTV people. Like they've done MTV stuff before.
Yeah. So he did X on the Beach and Morgan And now she's with Bananas.
Yeah.
Now, when Jay and Bananas got together, that must have been fun watching that for the first time, too.
Yeah, fun times, man. Fun times.
Oh, she won't give anything away, Benny. I'm trying to get a little more into it.
Did you and the other rookies all decide, you know, hey, let's stick together so we can get far in this? Or did you not?
I wouldn't necessarily say so, but I will say people who had an already existing relationship with each other had each other's backs.
Okay.
Without saying anything, I'm like kind of saying something, but not.
So go ahead, Benny. Sorry.
So last season was a very political game. You remember, Dan. It was super, super political. Do we get that same sense for this season, or is it completely different?
Kind of, because you are honestly, yes and no. Sorry, this is such a weird, like, I'm like trying to tell you things without giving anything away.
Let me ask you this, Jennifer. Is it every man and woman for themselves? Are there no teams set up?
There's no setup of teams. It's but I will say you can definitely tell who's working with who. And
right. So you can, but everyone is like on their own for every challenge.
Yeah, everyone's on their own.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's like free agents. It's like everyone's a solo player.
Unless
the challenge is like pairing you up for whatever reason.
Of course.
But that's like random drawing. So besides that, you are like a solo player. There's not like this person is my teammate. Like nothing like that.
What did you think of Kayla and Melissa? Because they had that
brawl
a couple of seasons ago. And
I saw that and I was scared.
So what was that like? I know you can't give anything away about, you know, how they interacted with each other, but just what was that like between the two?
You know what's funny? Like, so walking in, I actually didn't know that they had like a full on fist fight. Like, I didn't know that. But I was like, okay, like, you know, I can tell that they weren't like, you know, really like hanging out with each other. And then when I found that out, I was like, oh, got it. but yeah, you guys will have to just wait and see what happens.
Who was
can I get your? Sorry, Ben.
No, go for it, Dan.
I was just going to ask. There's a lot of controversy on our panel over Josh. Are you a fan of Josh? I don't know. I love Josh. Exactly. I think he's great. I love Josh.
I'm going to say yes because he's also CBS like me. So I'm going to say yes. I'm a fan of Josh, and we are friends on Instagram.
Josh is awesome. Have you seen his positive like quotes on Twitter? Like, how can you not love the guy?
Yeah, like, I just feel like he's such a good representation for people that go through like anxiety because, you know, he's like an emotional guy. He's like going through it and he's so vocal about it rather than like, you know, trying to play it cool. Like, oh no, I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I think like that shows that you're more of a real person than someone who's like putting up a front. So It was not me. I am not a gossip. I honestly I'd rather stay out of it, to be completely honest. And I tried to the whole time I was there. So it's not I am not a gossip starter. But who I think is, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut on this one so they don't come after me next time. Like, I'm just going to.
All right, Jennifer, I got a really random question for you from Taylor V. I did not write this. He said, ask her, is it true that she walked around with a stuffed dog? Is that like your animal? What the hell is this?
How do they know these things? Oh my god,
I'm reading it off the live chat here.
Taylor B, how do you know this?
What is the story behind this?
Oh my god,
are you embarrassed?
Okay, no, because you're gonna see it, but
you have it with you.
I have a dog. His name is Bronson and he is a boxer and he is my everything because I am his mom. And so I have like a mini version of him that's a stuffed animal and I brought him with me for moral support.
Hey,
people do their research, man.
But I wouldn't like march around the house like holding my stuffed animal. Like he was like in my bed, like cool. But how do you know that?
People are writing it. I don't know.
That's so crazy. I forgot about that actually. Wow. Bringing back
what's Fashion Nova? What's Fashion Nova, Jennifer?
It is a brand. It is an online clothing brand for
because they want to know if you wanted to take your cast photo in your Fashion Nova attire.
Oh my god, no. Okay,
that's what they asked. They want you to answer it. So
yeah, no, I took my cast photo in the uniform minus the pants. I'm not wearing the same pants as everyone else.
You Winnie the Pooh it? You Winnie the Pooh this thing?
Well, my pants disappeared. Like literally they disappeared. And so they were like, okay, so they want visual.
I'm surprised it wasn't bananas.
I mean, okay, bananas too, but I would say bear is just bear. You know, everything that comes out of his mouth is like a joke, you know, it's bear. But actual pranks as to like, actually, you know what? It could be Wes too. I don't know. You'll have to see.
Yeah,
I would say it's a toss up.
Who are you most attracted to?
No one.
You weren't attracted. Okay. I'm sure you have a significant other or something, but I mean, just in general, who did you go in saying, wow, that person's attractive? Like he's the most attractive or she's the most attractive in the house. Can't give us that? Because I got a couple of girls that I find attractive.
Better yet, who was the ladies' man this season?
Oh, that'll be fun.
You're just going to have to watch. Like, I can't give it away.
Well, I know, but you could tell me who you find attractive. I feel like that's okay.
Who do I think is good looking?
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's all.
Okay. I think, like, the majority of the cast is a very good looking cast. And I'm not going to narrow it down and tell you guys who. Sorry. I'm going to be super boring and keep it real vague on this one. Sorry, guys.
All right. Then we can't ask. Can we ask about hookups, Benny? Do you think we should tell us anything about hookups this season?
Well, from the trailer, it seemed like there were a lot of hookups. It seemed like there
were hookups this season for
someone.
Sure.
Benny, give me one of the hookups you saw.
And Bear. Yeah. We definitely
Kayla
know Kayla
and Bear for sure. They were on the couch.
That was a huge rumor that was going on.
Well, you know what sucks now, Benny, is that we already know she's dating the guy from X on the Beach now. The guy from England there. Like, because we already keep up with all this stuff. So we know they're not even together anymore, but whatever.
Do you keep in touch with any of the castmates since the show ended filming?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us who they are?
I saw a couple of them. We all like went out one night. But yeah, I've seen Corey, I've seen Fessy, I've seen Casey. Who else? Nelson was there. I did see Rogan. I actually met Joss and he wasn't on my season.
How is it talking to Joss? How is that conversation?
This guy and Joss.
They're just
hi,
so
how
British.
Are you and
they're,
bye?
Like literally him and Rogan are just so Jogan. Like they got it tattooed on themselves.
Yeah,
like they love each other. Awesome. They're literally the ultimate bromance. It's so funny. Like I've never met such a bromance before.
Did Joss like blend into the furniture when he sat down? Because like I feel like he's just like furniture. He doesn't really have anything to say.
Really? I mean, yes, I didn't sir. Really get yes, that ma'am. From him. Yeah. Did you just call me sir? Wow.
I meant yes, ma'am. Of course. You're obviously a very attractive female. I'm trying to show you that I'm not that into you. And then like, why he wasn't into me? I'm like, yeah, see, I'm playing it cool.
Got it, playing it cool. I like
this
it.
This is kind of jumping the gun a little bit, but I heard a rumor that because of everything that's going on with the coronavirus and everything, that season 36, which was supposed to be allegedly supposed to start filming in a couple of weeks, was completely canceled.
What?
Is there any truth to
I
that?
Wouldn't
that's
say
what
canceled. I
thought it was just postponed, Benny.
Yeah, I wouldn't say canceled. I would say everything is on hold right now. Like
there's too much money in this. Right there's too much money in this, Benny.
And the challenge has been going on
for
so long. Like, why would they cancel the entire show? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's like It's been on for 35 seasons.
It's very true.
Yeah. So they're not, they, I don't think MTV would ever cancel the challenge.
Jennifer, I got more rumors up here. Should I say them to you or just not say it?
Oh God.
Does do it.
Me?
All right. Someone wrote that you find Rogan attractive because you two are flirting in your IG comments. That's what they're writing, Jen. I don't know.
God, these people, savage. Rogan's my friend. Like, we're homies. Like, we're literally homies.
I just don't think he brings anything to the challenge.
Okay. That's no awful. Comment. Not gonna.
I know. Agree with that, but Jennifer, since you were a rookie this season, mm-hmm. was there anyone that you went to for advice on how to handle certain situations? Like any of the OGs, like Anissa, Nani?
I actually talked to CT, and he gave me some great advice for the situation that I was in. But yeah, he's such a good...
He's not a great guy. He disrespects women. So is he...
He seemed very like he's happily married. Like he's, you know, I'd got none of that from him, like at all.
Because on so TV, he comes that, off like, as a good guy.
Yeah, I think he's a great guy. I did not get anything like that from him.
I feel
him,
like that's just the Boston. That's just the Boston in him, Benny. You
yeah.
know?
He's
just
yeah, like, I think he's a good person. From Boston. Yeah.
That's true. Did you watch any Real World Road Rule shows growing up?
I did. And that's why it's so funny. When MTV reached out, I was like, are you serious? That's so freaking cool. Because I used to watch it growing up. But yeah, I did watch the Real World growing up. And I remember watching Wes. And I remember seeing Jamie Chung. And I remember seeing, who else did I see on the actual Real World versus Inferno? I did see the Inferno that season, and I would see things like here and there. And it's so funny because I was watching backwards, and I do remember one episode when they were like digging for rocks that had like colored stones inside. I watched that like years, like I was little, and I realized it was Corey. Like he was in that episode, and I was like, wow, I watched you like when I was like, I don't know, like years and years and years ago. And
yeah,
it's just so weird because I didn't realize.
If you could pick any person that wasn't on this season, if you could pick a challenger to be your partner on a future season, who would you pick?
Turbo, 1000% Turbo.
Oh, smart.
Turbo is a machine. Like, he's badass. So 1000% I would pick Turbo, except he does, like I noticed, well, we all noticed, he gets angry a lot in World of Worlds 2, and that kind of scares me. But I think as a partner, he would probably be amazing because he would do basically anything to...
I think you could calm him down, Jennifer. I think you could be like on that level with him and like just talk to him like one-on-one, and I think it would work well.
Yeah, I think if we ever have partners, I'm like, can I be with Turbo? Like, please? First dibs, Turbo, like, totally.
Benny, we got 1 minute left. Any last questions for Miss Jennifer?
Yeah, can you, in like a short sentence, 5 words, I don't know.
Batshit crazy? I mean, that's 3 words.
It's fine.
Close no enough, worries. Close enough.
Yeah, I'm like badass and batshit crazy. I'll leave it at that. That's like what, 4 words? Yeah, missing one, but I'll leave it at that. And there's a lot of twists. That's not a word, but there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, and also we want to know your top 3 favorite TV shows.
Oh, you know what's funny? I actually don't really watch TV all too much, but I did just watch Tiger Kings, and I just finished it last night, and that was some weird shit.
It was very weird.
I'll leave it at that. It's so weird. So weird. But yeah, I'm not a huge TV buff unless...
What about movies?
Same. Not really. I'm more like, I like being outside. I like doing like human things. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I would say unless it's something that I'm on or like I definitely watch Big Brother, Amazing Race, and The Challenge. But besides that, I'm not like a huge TV person.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. You've been a pleasure
thank
to talk to.
Thank you for having me.
Super pumped, Jennifer, to see you tomorrow night, to see the rest of the cast tomorrow, to see all the surprises that we're going to get. We cannot wait. And thank you guys all for joining us in our quarantine form. Please, everyone, stay safe. Wash your hands. Jennifer, any last words, any shout outs you want to give, any handles we can throw out for you for your social media?
I just want to tell everyone, stay tuned and see what happens, because it's literally a crazy ride. And you can find me on Instagram at Jen Leezy, JennLeezy. And that's the same as my TikTok. And then Twitter is _JenLee_.
And I'm sure they they're all getting excited to follow you right now. Mine is at the Dan Lindgren, in case you want to follow me, Jen. Benny, we're already boys.
And you guys can all find me at Benny J. Adams on all social media.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night for the premiere, baby.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.